With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the hotline. The North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Browns Training Camp Updates brought to you by Parado Ross Real Estate and Allied Health. Didi Kinkabwala from the NFL Network. Yes! A Kinkabwala on Twitter joins us on the show this morning. Hi, Aditi. How the hell are you?
Good morning. I am out of breath. I am sweaty, but you saved me from running the last hill.
Me too, and I was just walking down the stairs. Aditi, first...
Well, like most of us, during the pandemic, I went somewhere from a safety to, a nose tackle. And see? With the season starting, I had to get back to running, and there is this killer hill that ends the run, and I thought I'd be up it, but I started late, so now I didn't have to run it. So thank you very much, Ken.
It's okay. Just gather your breath.
Doing favors for me already.
Oh, well, that's what I'm here to do, to stop people from working out and make themselves feel better. Aditi joining us on the show. We played that clip of Kevin Stefanski talking about Nick Chubb. One, were you surprised at the amount of money? Two, what's this do for the organization? What's this say? I mean, you cover the league. What's this say to players around the league? What's it say to everybody involved here?
Well, yesterday we were talking about this. When Andrew Berry says Nick Chubb exemplifies the soul of the team, just think about that. As much as Kevin Stefanski may sit here and say, oh, sure, he has a personality, he is no nonsense. He is no drama. He has come to work and do his job and listen. Even if it means scoring a touchdown, he'll fall down to make sure he doesn't, because that's what his coach told him to do. He doesn't create friction with his teammates. You think about everything that the Browns have been through over the last decade in terms of drama. This guy is more than just a ridiculously productive and talented cornerstone of an offense. He is who you want your team to be. And so I think the greater statement is that last year was not a one-off. This is truly the personality, and by personality, I mean the no-drama, selfless personality that this organization wants to espouse.
Well, Aditi, I find it fascinating to compare to some of the other running backs that came out. We have wondered a long time, incorrectly so, if an analytical group in a front office would, commit a bunch of money to somebody like Nick Chubb. How do you compare this to what the Steelers went through with Le'Veon Bell?
I mean, they're two completely, totally different animals. Le'Veon was ridiculously productive in the offense that he was in, behind the line that he was running behind. And as he learned, he was a perfect fit for what Todd Haley was trying and Mike Munchak were doing with him. And to have Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger. And, I hate to call a talented player a system guy, because obviously Le'Veon is a talented guy. But he also benefited from where he was. Nick Chubb is a guy who is universally going to be successful and productive. Also, the Browns know where their offense starts, and it starts with their run game. And also, the Browns have two great backs, so they don't need to run the wheels off of anybody. And yes, I get it. In general, running back careers are not that long. But look at Frank Gore. Look at Mark Ingram. There are always exceptions. And I think this is the Browns saying, we think this is one of them.
Aditi Kinkabwala, join us on the hotline. Great to hear you again. So now, what is next for the Cleveland Browns? We know that, the story has been out there in Buffalo that if nothing is consummated with Josh Allen before the beginning of the season, that it might be put off. We haven't heard any big-time reporting about a Baker Mayfield extension right now. Who's responsible for that if that is the case? Is that the Browns or Baker?
I mean, at the end of the day, does it really matter? I think that Baker has told us that he has no problem betting on himself. And, I mean, I have to be honest, if I'm Baker, maybe I'm betting on myself too. As good as he was a year ago, how much better is he going to be this year? How much more valuable is he going to be this year? Why does he need to set the market?
I'll tell you what.
Why does he need to rush out and say, okay, I'm going to get the first deal?
Well, Aditi,
that's not his style.
I think it's this way. Even if he get, I look at Dak Prescott, even if he gets hurt, like if they just do not accomplish what they're supposed to accomplish, that just makes even more sense to sign Baker to more money because, well, we could have done this if we'd had Baker Mayfield. We could have done that if we had Baker Mayfield. Like the only way I think that he could not make himself a lot of money this year is if he just went out there and it was complete and utter garbage. And I can't see with the weapons around him with Kevin Stefanski how he could ever be complete and utter garbage. I don't think there's a chance.
Right, so that's the point. Yeah. He's only going to be more valuable 1 year from now. Of course, this is a big risk, right? Because some people might just say, let's take the security. Let's take the guaranteed money and then don't worry about it and I won't cry about $5 million or $10 million a year from now. At least I've got it in my pocket now. I just don't think that that's Baker's personality. And I think the Browns also have some figuring out to do, right? Didn't I just see a stat yesterday that they have an obscene amount of money tied up in their offense?
I mean, I'd imagine you got two wide receivers that are making over $10 million a year plus. I mean, I think that I'm saying 10. I think it's both over $12 million a year. You just signed Nick Chubb, but I know that this year he's still on what he was before. Kareem Hunt does have a contract. Austin Hooper has a big contract. Three out of
his
five
linemen.
Offensive linemen are signed paid very nicely. Yeah. So, yeah, they probably have a very expensive offense.
There may be some cap maneuvering to do. Look, this is happening. I know that nobody in Cleveland likes when I talk about Pittsburgh, but this is happening in Pittsburgh with T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt, the Steelers are trying to get a long-term deal done with T.J. Watt, and he is not doing any team drills until that gets done. And on the face of it, ever since Bud Dupree, ever since everybody said goodbye to Bud Dupree, it was known the Steelers wanted to do a deal with T.J. Watt. They've had all this time. They're now a dozen days into camp, and it's still not done. And he's still not doing team drills. It's a rare case. I guess the Dak Prescott contract came together really, really quickly is what people out of Dallas reported. But I think it's a rare case that it just happens with a snap of a finger. I think there are a lot of complicating factors. I don't think that Baker or his camp is in any sort of significant rush to get it done.
Well, I guess the other question, though, is if he comes back and, yeah, the Browns win again, maybe they win a playoff game, maybe they win two, maybe they continue to win, but it's similar statistical-wise to what we saw this year, then what are the Browns going to be willing to pay for him? Because, you know, this obviously is another side of this, that it's what the Browns actually want to pay him. We just saw the Mike Sando list that came out, in the number of lists now that do not have Baker in the same realm as Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen. So, I mean, do the Browns have to pay him whatever Baker wants, or is it a negotiation?
Okay, do you want a quarterback who can win on his arm alone, or is that that much better than a quarterback who helps and guides and leads his team to win? I mean, at the end of the day, isn't a win a win? I would much rather have the guy, quite frankly, who works, who makes the team work, who makes the system work.
Adi, of course. I think we need somebody.
So I think that those rankings, my point in that is that the way that a sports writer or you or me or any fan ranks a quarterback is not necessarily the same the way a team views who its leader is going to be and who is going to guide what it wants to do.
Sure.
I would agree. Mike Sando, great guy, all due respect to him. But Andrew Berry is not going to look at those rankings and say, ooh, we got to knock $2 million off of the deal that we would offer Baker.
But there is a market value for every quarterback. And, yeah, we do know the quarterbacks end up getting overpaid. They always do. But if Josh Allen's out there getting whatever he ends up getting and Lamar Jackson's out there getting whatever he's getting, Baker can ask for that all he wants. Does that mean the Browns want to pay him that?
I mean, I think that remains to be seen, and maybe not. But I think Nick Chubb could have gotten more, too, on the open market, and he didn't. I think there are a lot of players, and this is something that Brandon Bean and the Bills have talked about a lot, and people within the Bills organization, that Josh Allen is such an absurdly competitive guy, and he's a smart guy. He recognizes that if he takes up, whatever, 50% of the salary cap, he's not going to be any good because he's not going to have anybody to play with. And I think the smartest, best player, Tom Brady has never been paid his market value. He's found other ways to make money, which Baker Mayfield has also. That, I mean, in the endorsement world, in the sponsorship world. And he said, it's more important to me to get those rings. I don't think Tom Brady has ever been the highest paid player at his position in his entire 20-something year career.
I don't think so either. Aditi,
I'm confused why you think that Baker is definitely going to be that guy.
Oh, go ahead.
That he's definitely going to be what? Asking for the moon?
That I have to be the highest paid quarterback.
No, not the highest, but like you said, he wants to bet on himself because you think it's gonna raise his overall pay. But in the same token, now you're saying, well, doesn't it make sense for somebody like Josh Allen to want to make sure he has enough weapons around him? That's going to be the ultimate question with Baker. And who are we to say that Baker should take a pay cut, you know, to try to make sure that this thing goes forward? I just think it's a little more complicated than, you know, hey, just wait a year, cap's going to go up, and you're going to get paid.
Actually, I have a long answer to that, but I don't want to do it. Can we do that at 7:45? Aditi,
sure.
I'm sorry, but I wish I could throw it in there, but I know that my answer for that is long. Can I table that for a second and ask about Case Keenum for just a second? If the Colts are in dire straits now, if the Colts call it about Case Keenum, which we haven't heard anything like that, would you listen?
I think you always have to listen.
Okay.
How do you not listen? You have to listen. But I also think that Nick Foles could not have been any more blatant in saying, come get me yesterday. Did you guys listen to that?
Oh, we played it.
You had to listen to that.
Yeah, we played it before you came on. We played it last segment, yeah.
He said he's slinging it and dicing them up.
With the third stringers.
Up the third team, yeah. I mean, I was just incredulous. So, and we'll see. I mean, the Colts made a very nice statement saying we're not chasing after anybody and we expect Carson back in 2 weeks. But okay, then why was the timetable initially 5 to 12 weeks?
I don't think you could
psychologically, if you believe in Carson Wentz, I don't think you could psychologically bring in Nick Foles, as great of a guy as Nick Foles is. I mean, he really, 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 truly is a good guy and a good teammate.
I heard him make fun of my
after what happened in Philly and how emotionally fragile Carson may already be after the Jalen Hurts thing. I don't know if that helps anything.
Aditi, how does Odell get folded into this offense here? There's a lot of it's one of the biggest storylines of like, okay, Baker got better in the second half, and it was without Odell. And I'm thinking, well, Odell could have been better too in the second half. We don't know how that would work out. But now he's really got to fit in instead of it being the other way around.
Sure, but again, the whole thing, he got better in the second half. He got better in the second half because he had more cumulative reps in this offense. He had more time with Alex Van Pelt and Kevin Stefanski. I mean, it's what you expect. Everybody's supposed to get better later in the season. And to say that that's because he wasn't thinking about Odell Beckham feels a little unfair. Right now, I'm willing to say that Odell Beckham Jr. has a ton to prove. I mean, he's heard all of it this offseason. You've seen how hard he's worked. He's seen what this team has and wanting to be a part of that, because remember, in his career, he has not. He did not have that with the Giants. And I think it's another weapon. But at the end of the day, you know, it's another option. You can't double everyone. That's what it is. So it's on Baker to make sure that he sees him, which I imagine would be hard not to. But again, this offense starts with the run game, and everybody needs to accept and know that.
Aditi, I know it comes up every year, especially over the last few years, and last year was an all-time anomaly because of the circumstances, but training camp, then once we get to the actual preseason, how much do you want to see a lot of these guys out on the field, knowing how cautious they are, but knowing that other teams might be getting some work done and you might be falling behind?
I don't know if it's about falling behind, but certainly with the younger players, you know, they like to get those reps in. They want to feel that. They want to know. They want that true game speed. There's a reason to the preseason. And I wish that more players did play. I do. And I think that the caution sometimes, it takes me back almost 10 years, but I remember talking to a secondary coach at the time who was just moaning about once the training camp rules changed and you couldn't hit as much, the whole first month of the season featured terrible tackling. And it's, how do you tackle if you never actually tackle? So the flip side to that is, how do you know how to take a tackle if you never actually take a tackle? How do you recognize game speed? How do you, you know, and especially we're calling on younger players to do more and more these days. But that's a union issue that I don't want to, personally, not speaking from any area of expertise and not representing anybody, just as a fan, I wish that we got to see a little bit more. But, oh well, you know, we're 5 weeks away.
We're out
in the regular season when we'll see all that.
Can't believe we're only 5 weeks away all of a sudden. It's amazing. The season takes forever, then all of a sudden, boom, here we are. Aditi,
do you feel like that's a long time?
Wait, quick.
I feel like I'm ready to go.
Really?
Aditi, more importantly than all this, and we've devoted a substantial amount of time to it, what do you remember most of the Tonya Harding situation?
Oh, my God.
Nancy Kerrigan crying.
How
like
could anybody?
Sitting on the ground crying. What was she saying? Why me? Why me?
No, she just said why.
Why?
Sorry.
Why?
Because I don't think, Aditi, our younger listeners understand what a big story that was and how crazy
but
that was.
Where did that come from?
I watched 30 for 30 Price of Gold again yesterday. Again.
Oh. Whatever happened to Tonya Harding?
Oh.
Where is she now?
We can tell you.
She's up this morning. She's having
a cup of Joe.
Yeah. A little cream, a little sugar.
Wait, was she on the show with you?
We tried to get her. We've reached out.
Oh. Well, good luck with that, guys.
Thank you very much.
That would be a pretty significant get right there. Where does she even live?
You're a better get.
Aditi, you were a tremendous get.
Thank you.
Well, I always appreciate it. Thank you, thank you.
Aditi, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
And will I see you this weekend at this brown and orange scrimmage?
You will see me. You won't see Lima. He won't be there.
Well, what a bummer. And I missed his birthday party too, didn't I? My invitation. Yeah. It must be with wherever Kevin Stefanski's is, to Jarvis Landry's charity softball game. Lost and missing.
Can I answer that over
Happy
there?
Happy belated birthday, Lima.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
Can't
it.
Can't wait to see you, Ken.
Thank you, Aditi. We'll see you. Aditi Kinkabola. On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Hill.
On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bronze Training Camp updates brought to you by Lake Tech and UFC Gym in Middleburg Heights. Okay, you and Aditi had a... When I say back and forth, everybody says it's contentious. No, no, no. There was a discussion there about why Baker would wait. I think there's another reason why Baker would wait to get paid. I wanted to save it for this segment instead of jumping in there with Aditi. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.